One morning, Donna came to the office and found a box of chocolates on her desk. There was also a strange note. October 7th, May 3rd, August 1st, January 3rd. Can you help Donna understand who presented her the sweets? Her secret admirer is Ryan. Those are not dates. The number actually means the needed letter in the name of the month. Dennis is taking part in a competition. If his last answer is correct, he'll get a prize, an expensive watch. But first, he needs to figure out which of these two watches is real and which is just a toy. The watch on the left is a toy. Look at its minute hand. It's too long and won't be able to pass all the way around the watch face. Jacob wakes up locked in a basement. He has no idea how it happened or who is behind this. Near his bed, he finds a note. 2 plus 2 equals fish. 3 plus 3 equals 8. 7 plus 7 equals triangle. Explain this and you'll be free. Can you help Jacob get out of the basement? Stack the first number and the second one that is flipped backwards, and you'll get a fish, number 8, and a triangle. Mark was going to an important business meeting. He was running a bit late, that's why he was driving fast. Unfortunately, the man got into a car accident. Both he and the other driver were okay, but the cars were badly damaged. Mark called the police. When they arrived, Mark explained the situation. "I was driving fast, but I wasn't breaking any rules. Suddenly, a car pulled out in front of me. I didn't have enough time to brake." The other driver exclaimed, "This whole accident is your fault. I was driving slowly, talking to my wife about our weekend plans, and then you appeared out of nowhere." The police officers immediately understood who was responsible for the accident. Do you know it? It was the other driver. He was alone in his car. It means he was talking to his wife on the phone, which is illegal. James escaped from prison and ran to the countryside. Suddenly, on a small dark road, he saw a police car heading in his direction. James ran toward the car for some time, then jumped off the road and rushed into the woods. Why did he run toward the car first? James was in the middle of a bridge when he saw the car. He had to run toward the vehicle to get off of the bridge. Look at the picture attentively. What is the missing number? It's 4. All these numbers indicate how many times the lines cross in each case. Liza worked as a teaching assistant at a college. That day, she had to look after a group of students who were writing an exam. Liza knew some of them were going to cheat. And indeed, soon after the exam started, the girl spotted one person who was cheating. Who was it? It's the guy in the back of the classroom. He's got the answers written on his arm. One of Kenneth's professors at university had an unconventional way of grading his students. On Wednesday, Kenneth and his friends had to write a test, but their professor gave each of them a picture. You need to figure out how many people there are in this image. Those of you who will come up with the correct answer won't need to write the test. Can you help Kenneth figure out the right number of people? There are 6 people in the picture. 5 of them are visitors. And one more person is looking through a peephole in the painting on the right. Mr. and Mrs. Anderson wanted to celebrate their wedding anniversary. They were going to organize an extravagant party and invite hundreds of guests. But Mrs. Anderson was worried about all the expensive stuff they had at their villa. The couple decided to invite a detective to look after the guests. And indeed, in the middle of the party, the detective noticed a thief. Look at the people gathered in the garden and try to spot the criminal. It's the guy on the left. He's trying to steal a woman's bracelet. There are 100 books on a shelf. To count off 10 of them, you'll need 10 seconds. So, how much time will you spend counting off 70 books? Just 30 seconds. You need this time to count off 30 books, and the rest will make 70. Oliver was sailing his yacht when a storm started. The yacht sank in the middle of the ocean. After swimming for hours, the guy finally reached a deserted island. He saw several men there. They told Oliver they would keep him locked in one of the caves on the island. Oliver agreed, but asked them to grant him one last wish. When he told the men what this wish was, they set him free. Why? He said, "I want the smartest of you to lock me there. Oh, by the way, you get extra points if you caught my error in the description. An island with several men on it is not deserted." Detective Mitchell was following a bank robber. But after the criminal turned the corner, he seemed to vanish into thin air. After wandering around for a while, the detective came across a small park with a lake. Right on the shore, there were several marble statues. The man was about to pass by when something drew his attention. He realized where the criminal was. Can you figure it out? One of the statues is looking at its watch. It's the bank robber. Amanda loved dogs very much. One day, she was walking in the park and saw a lovely corgi. The dog was friendly, and Amanda even petted the animal. Soon, the pooch's owner appeared, and the girl asked him how old the dog was. "Well, in 2 years, Luna will be twice as old as she was 5 years ago." Amanda nodded and continued her walk. And did you understand how old the dog was? Luna is 12 years old. Sarah was a popular guitar player in a rock band. On Friday, the band was going to have a big gig. Sarah's bandmates were waiting for her, but the girl was very late. Eventually, she did show up, but it wasn't Sarah. It was her twin sister, Alice. She was envious of Sarah, so she locked her sister in a room, took her clothes and the guitar, and pretended to be a band member. But as soon as the musicians saw fake Sarah, they immediately knew she wasn't their bandmate. How did they understand? Look at how long the girl's nails are. But you need to have short nails to play the guitar. Look at the picture attentively. Can you say who didn't help to build the doghouse? Yep, it's the man on the right. He's holding a brick, but the doghouse is made of wood. Two guards were looking in different directions. One had to make sure there was no danger coming from the west. The other was turned toward the east. At one point, one of the guards asked the other, "Why are you smiling?" But how could he know his companion was smiling? The men were indeed looking in the opposite directions, but they weren't standing back to back. They were facing each other. Brian was walking down the stairs when his foot slipped and he tumbled. When the guy came to his senses, he discovered he was mostly unharmed, but he couldn't remember anything. Suddenly, two women entered the house. They looked exactly the same. When they found out what had happened, each of them started to claim Brian was her husband. Can you help the guy understand which one is his real wife? It's Rachel. She has a tattoo on the same arm as the girl in the wedding photo. Olivia was running a marathon. Right before the finish line, she did her best and outran the person who was running in second place. The woman was happy. She was going to win. But in a few seconds, she got very disappointed. Why? Olivia was in second place. She was faster than the person in the second place, but not the first. Look at this image attentively. Can you guess which person is a ghost? Look at the woman on the right. She has no legs and is just floating through the air. Emily was walking in the park when she saw two teenagers sitting on a bench. They were arguing who should pay for riding an electric scooter. Each of them claimed it was the other one who used the scooter. Emily didn't need much time to understand who had to pay. Can you figure it out too? Look at the footprints. The girl was the one to ride the electric scooter. Cheryl ran into the house, extremely worried. "I set off as soon as I heard the news," she told the police officer. "I was at my parents' house in another town. I left a week ago and was supposed to stay there for at least 10 more days. What's happened to my husband?" "Somebody hit Mr. Brown on the head. He was taken to a hospital, but he's going to be okay. I've been questioning the suspects." Mr. Brown's secretary said, "He sent me to his business partner earlier in the morning. Some important documents needed signatures." The cook said, "I haven't left the kitchen today. Mr. Brown wanted me to prepare a meal for the whole family." The housekeeper said, "I didn't hear anything. I was doing some household chores all day long. After that, I was so tired, I decided to take a nap." The detective realized who the culprit was in no time. Who was it? It was the cook. Mrs. Brown's wife was out of town. There was no need to cook a lot all day long. A man came to a fruit market to sell watermelons. After he sold half of them and half of a watermelon, he saw he had one watermelon left. How many watermelons did he bring to the market? He came there with three watermelons.